lot at the little islands with the trees and vegetation, and then along the State Road 100 would be the vegetation. That's all been, that was all approved when the project was on the drawing board.
So
what is your concern?
I don't know. being with the Archbishop, whether or not there's some other organization that might be able to apply for some grant or something else. I don't know if we give that to the artists. So, don't have any detail for you, but that's what the overview is basically. Basically, what I do is have at least four discussing over six platforms around the lake that would be on a rotating basis. Artists would donate to us for some period of time, that's like 6 months, 2 days, but they have an opportunity to sell it to somebody at the same time, keep it fresh. Bottom line is, Art Pump is here today. He's still up in North Carolina with you. And as soon as I can get all the details put together, I'll be back here. Once he gets back, which will be early next week, I'll set up the Art Commission. We'll have our white ring to discuss it. And then I'll come here.
We would like to have more artists in public places. Sculptures and pieces that would be appropriate. So the Art Council is to help older people see some of the kind of art that we put around. The problem is that the artwork has to be appropriate, the artwork has to be. Cost money to put artwork up, make a foundation for it, concrete, you have to make it handle. They have to, you know, have to be insured to make it handle. You have to see drawn pieces as parents.
We're at the library,
all that needs to do is, and I know parents have to have soil tested, you have to have supports of certain strength to stand hurricane force winds and all that kind of stuff. So it's not a simple matter of I decide to make a sculpture and I said, here, you can put it up someplace in Congo, you have to take all the where, when.
Thank you.
Tom Post, and I invite the beautification and environmental advisory committee to look into in our future meetings. And I just have three things that we can deal with one at a time. One is not now, but in depth, more at the future meetings that we can put on the agenda. First is the cell phone tower issue, or is it an alien-friendly situation? The many ponds that we have created, the artificial ponds being more wildlife-friendly methods. There are methods that can do that, that do work. So that's another item that I'd like to look into. And then the next is the undeveloped city properties that are scattered throughout the city. We look at protecting those as natural areas. As the city grows more, and I don't know what neighborhoods you folks live in, but my neighborhood has homes and lots, and the lots have all the big trees, and the next thing you see is it's all cleared out. And so this beautiful appearance that we have, we don't want it to be in danger of being. Well, on the residential, on the properties, the lots, there's really nothing you can do except for the rules that we have in place, which are in the city code chapter 11. We know that very well. We dealt with it just recently at previous meetings. That's the landscape for places like the town center right here, and places like the Target, places like in our homes. In our homes, every home has to have three trees. So if you look, you'll see one in the back, something like that, or a palm tree. But on the adjacent property that is vacant, unless the owner has the option of builder who leaves on it. What I was thinking of was the city property. The city owns, if you can think of where there may be a drainage ditch, a wide ditch, or a canal along that, or what I'm thinking of is would be where there's a cul-de-sac and several cul-de-sacs. Well, the lots are the homes that are on it. They don't go all the way back to touch each other. They're city property that, all that property that is not part of a lot or so much that by the city of Palm Coast. And I would like to make sure we look into that a little bit as to maintain that as natural habitat. One day it will be very important. Anything you want to have, any type of wildlife. Those are the items that I'd like to look at in future meetings and maybe make conversations as to what to do to help us with them. We're going to have some folks come to the future meetings and deal with them at that time because people work, government, they work, and we're all doing something. When we stay in a home and just reading the paper and write about it, may not work.